I'm with Jane Hogger in Harleston, and I've come to talk to her about her career as a Bluebell girl. Jane, how did that career start?
Well, I trained as a ballet dancer when I was young, and by the time I was 16, I was nearly 6 foot tall, so it was quite clear I wouldn't be able to be a ballerina. But my teacher insisted that I should pursue a career in dance and recommended working for Miss Bluebell in Paris at the Lido. And that's how it happened. I didn't go there straight away. I worked on cruise ships around the world and had a wonderful time dancing in cabaret shows and singing, so I'm a singer. And eventually I managed to find myself dancing in Paris, and I met Miss Bluebell and had tea with her. It was wonderful. She's passed away now, but so I treasure it even more. But all her girls were invited for tea on their first month of working in the show. It was a wonderful time, so I thought I should write all about it, really.
You were aiming pretty high, weren't you? The Bluebell's got such a reputation.
Yeah, I was quite well trained. I trained classically. I was a strong dancer, and there is the criteria of being 5 foot ten, so they need girls from America and Britain and New Zealand because of the height. The costumes are huge, so you need to be quite a good strapping woman to cope with them.
The costumes, in fact, make you look even taller.
Yes, it's extraordinary, this show. We have nothing like it in this country. It's all about pizzazz and spectacular lights, the effects and the circus acts in between the dance numbers that we did. It's beautiful. It's a bit like Cirque du Soleil, really, we have now, don't we, with the glamorous addition of all these beautiful costumes. It is definitely in a bit of a time warp, but people still want to see it. I was very privileged to work for Miss Bluebell. She has an amazing history, which she has written a book about. She hid her husband through the war. He was a musician from... I think he was Polish. I'm not sure, though, on that.
Did you find it difficult settling in over there?
No, because I'd been travelling already as a dancer, so it was actually quite a relief to move to Paris because I shared an apartment with some other dancers and it was very 9 to 5, but the other way around, we were nine... Well, we used to go to the theatre at 7 and I think we got home at 2 because there were 2 shows. So we did 7 till 2 instead of 9 to 5, if you know what I mean. And it's quite a routine. You don't really do much more. You go to the show, go home, maybe go out for dinner and then go back to the show. It was very organised, really, well organised.
Did you have any problems with men? When in such a show?
Didn't really ever see any men because there are about 100 of us on stage. It's a massive show.
100?
Yes, it's a big theatre. And we had chauffeurs to take us home. So we were collected from the stage door and driven to our homes and never really saw anybody. And the audience really are... mainly Japanese tourists, and then you get some local people like me with their mothers, because the mothers want to see Miss Bluebell. It's a wonderful place, it really is. It's quite sophisticated.
So you were sort of chaperoned, weren't you?
We were, certainly after the show. We used to all make our way to the theatre ourselves, but there wasn't really much danger. It was quite a safe... thing, really.
What other things did you do then while you were there, for leisure?
Living in Paris is so divine. I mean, I used to walk to work. It used to take me an hour. I would walk all through Place du Concorde and through all the beautiful historical buildings, because the theatre is in such a lovely famous spot. The Champs-Élysées is stunning to walk down. So I would walk to work and have dinner with friends on the Champs-Élysées and then go through to get made up and ready for the show. And that was pretty much my day. You sleep till lunchtime because you don't get in till 2 in the morning, because the first show starts at 9:30 and then the second show starts, I think it's 11:30. So by the time you finish the second show, it's the middle of the night. So we would be taken home and then you sleep till lunchtime. And by the time you've written home and listened to the World Service, I think we used to listen to at the time, and maybe socialised a little bit, that was it really, because the show was hard work. So it's very physical work-wise.
Did you have breaks, holidays?
No, I tended to have a lot of visitors. My mother used to bring coachloads of her friends over to stay in my tiny flat so they could go to the show. So the holidays were held in Paris, really. When I was working as a dancer over that time, I was in lots of other countries. They were holiday resorts. So when I had a holiday, I would go home and stay with my parents and catch up with the family. So it was kind of, my whole life was in reverse, really. I would go home for holidays, and because my actual life was like a holiday, to be honest. We'd stayed in some beautiful places. So I was a very lucky girl.
So did the show actually move out of Paris, or did it say...
No, Miss Bluebell is just in Paris, but there are lots of spin-offs of the same sort of thing, because you go and stay somewhere. Let's, for example, if you go and have a cruise in the Caribbean, there will be a show on board. They have theatres on their ships, and that's where I would be part of the show.
What about funny incidents? Did you have many of those?
Oh, yes. Well, I had to look after myself as a dancer when I was a freelance performer. So you would go to Pineapple Dance Studio in London and have your audition, and then you'd go off to rehearsals when you signed a contract, and then you take the go with the show to another country somewhere to perform in a hotel theatre. Once or twice I got to the location, decided it wasn't nice enough, or we weren't treated very well and weren't getting paid properly, because that wasn't Miss Bluebell. That was often someone we'd been recommended to. Or as young girls, we would just think, let's go there, it sounds brilliant, rather than sort of looking into it too much. So there was one or two times I had to do a midnight flit in a laundry van. And that makes very good reading. Incident in Japan. We'd gone out to a mountain spa hotel, which was actually very beautiful. But we were with an Australian company that were treating us terribly. They weren't paying us. They weren't letting us eat because they wanted us to be thin. And we coped with it for a while. And then eventually another girl and I decided we couldn't hack it anymore. So we had a large glass of whiskey and got in the laundry van and went on the bullet train to Tokyo. But that's another story.
Sounds great fun.
It was nerve-wracking at the time, but it's fun to read it now, and I'm quite proud of how I dealt with it.
Any another story?
Well, one time I was supposed to go to the Middle East, and then I realised that there was a lot of unrest in the Middle East. So I didn't caused them too much trouble, but I asked them to relocate me, so I ended up in Spain. But there's quite a lot of discussions with my parents over the phone in my next book about how we were going to deal with this situation. So yes, there were lots of different scenarios. I worked with a functions band for a few years, singing ABBA songs at weddings, and that was interesting because the leader of the band, shall I call him, was a bit of a character. And he once, during the break, he found one of the drunk guests from the wedding had picked up his vintage guitar and started having a go on it while we were having our break. So a big fisticuffs broke out, and the other singer and I were trying to calm down the punch-up that was going on, and we got the guest's mother shouting, "I'm going to finish your band, you'll never work again." And it was just, there are so many, and we all had to go and hide in the dressing room. So there's so many things happen in these sorts of jobs, because they're just slightly quirky jobs.
So when your book comes out, what have you decided to call it?
This is a major problem. I think it's always hard finding a title for anything. My son's a musician, and I know there have been lots of times when he was younger when they were trying to think of names for bands, and So I'm kind of looking for suggestions. I'd like to include the Miss Bluebell theme because it's really a story about the long winding road to Miss Bluebell's door, because I went to a lot of other places before I eventually worked for her. So I don't know. I've had some cheeky suggestions from friends, like the hassles and tassels of a showgirl. But no one's actually come up with a decent title. So if anyone's got any ideas, please let me know.
Thanks, Jane, for talking to me. Mm-hmm. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for coming. It's been a really lovely morning. Thanks.